All right, let's get to our next guest. We're joined by Leland Miller, CEO of China Beige Book, having a look at their latest survey. Leland, you're looking at China. Give us a sense of where we are with the economy and what your findings were with the respondents.
Well, look, at the beginning of the year, look at what everyone was predicting for the year, and then look how far we are from meeting those expectations. I think there was generally the idea that this was going to be a big party Congress year, that the stock market would rally, the economy would rally, there'd be big stimulus, second half would be a particularly nice rally. None of this is happening. And when we look at our third quarter data, you had a second quarter filled with COVID lockdowns, and yet the third quarter doesn't look much better than the second. And, you know, some of the sectors have improved a little bit. Underneath the hood, maybe the situation is a little bit better, but you're not seeing borrowing, you're not seeing activity, and firms continue to tell us that they don't want to borrow or invest or hire until they see some sort of end to COVID zero, and that still remains out of their hands.
So it's interesting because we note that there hasn't really been all that much monetary stimulus. They've had some targeted measures, but it's a bit of an issue, I suppose, if the demand isn't actually there. So you've got to get to confidence, and the direction that the economy is moving in, does it bring deflation into the picture?
Well, that's what's interesting about some of our new data. Look, we're not in deflation yet, but while the entire world is worried about surging inflation and what you can do about it, there's been so much of an effect from the COVID zero lockdowns and so much of a suppression of consumption because of it, it has just wiped out demand and caused this deflationary effect. Now, you're not in deflation yet, but when you look at some of the numbers, everything's down on year. You're not seeing much improvement from last quarter, where part of the nation was locked down for most of the quarter. So we're not in deflation yet, but you know, we're heading into the winter, and a lot of people think, oh, this will bring economic stimulus after the party Congress. It'll bring an end to COVID zero lockdowns. I don't think that's the case. And moreover, if you have more COVID and more COVID zero lockdowns, you're really going to have a problem with the threat of deflation looming.
Okay, I mean, COVID-19 lockdowns, we've got clunky governmental-led attempts to push up the value chain. We've got a property market, to put it diplomatically, in the doldrums. Plus, on top of that, random regulatory changes, all contriving together to ask you this question. Is our authorities there collectively trying to commit economic suicide?
Well, I mean, you look at the way that COVID zero has been applied, and you tend to think so. Now, this is not without a rationale. Obviously, China decided not to accept the large scale, the Western vaccines, and have a large scale vaccine rollout. And so, there's a lot of worries about their elderly population, a lot of worries about undercapacity in the rural area, hospital undercapacity in rural areas. There's worries about having a health crisis in a party Congress year in particular. So, there are worries on this, but yeah. Yeah, if you look at it, they're going to be continuing to push the boulder uphill as you try to contain a highly transmissible virus in a population of over 1 billion people. And in the meantime, you're just crushing businesses left and right for months and months on end.
You probably heard me do that line from Gautam Adani, the richest man in Asia, that China is risking isolating itself from the world. It seems like the West now is... I'm not sure where on the spectrum we would be, but it seems like the West is intent on decoupling with China to a certain degree. From your surveys and from talking to people, Leland, are you seeing companies even foregoing profit now to maybe pull back from China?
Yeah, I think companies have finally gotten the memo. You know, and back in the early Trump years, when you were starting to look at a trade war, companies were still of the mind. Look, you know, this too will pass. Then you got into more of a geopolitical competition and higher tensions in the relationship, and a lot of companies said, no, this too shall pass. By the time you got to COVID, and then year two of COVID, and then past year two of COVID, a lot of companies have finally come to the conclusion that, look, for a lot of reasons, we have got to have a plan B. Part of that's going to be because they think that, you know, the government might step in and force the relationship to change, and some of it's because companies are looking at their own bottom line saying this is important, but you know, we're going to have a catastrophic event if we're relying on China and this flow stops. So I think that there's really light bulbs going off all over the West about an over-reliance on China, and we're seeing movement right now that we didn't, you know, 2 years ago.
Lillian, are you seeing any light at the end of the tunnel for the property side of things? I mean, it's a huge part of the economy.
Well, yes and no. So, you know, this is something that is not going to stop the Party of Congress. It's not going to stop next year. The property sector is going to be a smaller and smaller part of growth because they are intentionally stepping in to diminish its importance because they're worried about the, you know, this model of just recklessly sending credit to build infrastructure and having a problem on the other side of that. So, look, this is a long-term slowdown. Now, what you are going to see is along the way, you will see ebbs and flows. You will see a culling of the herd where bad property companies get in a lot of trouble, go bankrupt, and then maybe there's a little bit of a policy relief. So they make sure that the supply chains don't break down and you don't have contagion. Then maybe they cull the herd a little bit more. And then
it's not the most – the property is not the most productive use of the capital, I suppose. I'm sure they would like to see that investment directed into high tech and getting a leg up on the rest of the world. But, you know, that's a discussion for another day. No time now, Leland. But great to have you on the program, as ever. Leland Miller, CEO of China Beige Book.